You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. It's April 1st, with some monthly bills due today or soon, rent, credit card, mortgage payments. With the federal coronavirus money not expected into bank accounts for nearly three more weeks, here's Marketplace's Jasmine Garst.
Norma Rios is a real estate photographer in Chicago, but right now people don't want a stranger in their house, and she doesn't want to put herself at risk. So she doesn't have any income, and her credit card bills are due.
My heart's beating really fast. I'm anxious.
Rios says she called the credit card companies, and they told her there won't be any late fees, but interest would keep piling up.
The interest accruing is what's going to kill me if I don't make them regularly, and I don't know where my income's coming from.
Jack Gillis at the Consumer Federation of America says some companies won't charge interest this month, but
each of the credit card companies are handling this in a different way. So it's important to check in with the company, let them know that you want to make the payments, but you're simply not able to.
Gillis says figure out what bills won't be forgiven and tackle those first. But he knows some decisions will be difficult, like whether to keep paying a mortgage or getting groceries. Chris Dancy is a health consultant in Texas who makes most of his income between February and April. He's had no jobs this season. He says he can cover his mortgage this month, but maybe not much longer. He tried to call his bank, but there was a 20-hour hold.
It would be foolish to continue to pay a mortgage in a time where there is no real visibility into how this plays out post-June. That money, if things don't return soon, is taking every bit of savings we've had.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered a 90-day freeze on all evictions. But if renters can't pay now, it's possible they just get kicked out in a few months, says Sia Weaver with the nonprofit Housing Justice for All.
We are calling for a universal forgiveness of all rent and mortgages that are owed during this period of COVID-19.
She says, in the time of shelter in place, make sure people can hold on to their shelter. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.